Hello, welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the
Hello,
perspective
hello.
of being a. I think we had a little technical difficulty there. But yeah, welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the perspective of being a Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. Since you are tuning in, remember, follow us at Industry, that's NDISTRY on Instagram. Good evening. I am your host, Ashar Damore, and you can follow me at Ashar Unlimited. Yep, that is Ashar Unlimited on Instagram and Ashar Damore, Ashardamore on Facebook. And of course, I'm here tonight with my beautiful, talented, and lovely co-host.
Hello, hello.
Okay. You're back.
Yes,
Okay.
I'm here. I don't know where I went, but I'm back.
Okay. So, as I was saying, we're here tonight with, well, I don't know. I don't now it's this is probably going to sound so crazy. Just go ahead and introduce yourself. 'Cause I think
Yeah, you
I've
know, it's your
already done
girl, Your
the
Highness
beginning
Tiara.
part.
Yeah, it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. That's TIARA Monique. I'm Googleable. Find me on all the platforms. You know what it is. And yeah, we. I guess that's a perfect segue into the topic because that's what
Just
we
thinking
have to
the same
do.
thing. I was just thinking the same thing, like, you know what? It was meant to be. This is what we're talking
Right,
about. Go ahead. Tell them about
overcoming obstacles. Yeah, and one of the biggest ones would be an independent artist is overcoming the obstacle of technological issues because I don't know about anybody else, but over the years, that has been one of my biggest pet peeves because technology is not only ever changing, but it seems like, certain things that I personally would start to do or start to get a little motion on, it was to compensate for the things that I didn't have in technology. And then all of a sudden that aspect or component was available, and now everybody else is on top of it because they're coming in at that point when I'm still trying to incubate whatever the hell I was doing and trying to get that together. And then, from saving files to uploading files to publishing everything on all these different platforms, learning the different settings and different features that come with it, making sure that, your videos are in the right format, your music is in the right format, making sure you have stuff. It's just so much with technology. And I personally have found that to be one of the biggest obstacles I've run into, no matter what part of my process I was in. So one thing I will say, just from experience, and it's doing now, if you're an independent artist, and especially a black female, because I know black women are really growing in the world of tech and in those careers, like please, please, please find somebody in tech to assist you as much as possible, because technology is just going to keep growing and going to keep changing. And it's more than just, oh, having a producer that knows what they're doing, having an engineer that knows what they're doing, but it's about managing your data as well, because this is your intellectual property. No matter if it's a picture, no matter if it's a video, no matter if it's a song, a logo, whatever the case may be. And I've heard plenty of stories too about people having stuff on their computers or their hard drives and it got erased or it
Yeah, oh my
disappeared or,
God. I was gonna ask you that later on, but you brought it up. I was gonna ask you, have you ever had a computer or phone that you could never bring back to life and lost files and videos and pictures and all kind of stuff? And how did you overcome that obstacle? But you're gonna talk about it now, so go ahead.
You know what? Fortunately, I have not had that issue. And I think it's just because I've had all these different computers and hard drives. Like my first MacBook was in 2010, I think it was. And I've had Mac ever since, and I still have that MacBook. I got another one after that. I still have that one and the one that I have now, and iMac. And a hard drive that I've had for some time now, plus plenty of flash drives. So fortunately, I've never lost anything, because don't let anybody tell you different. If you have Apple products and you can back stuff up, always do that. And that's how I've been fortunate enough to like retain all of my data, just from having those backups and different devices that they're saved on. So yeah,
Yeah,
fortunately, I haven't had that,
that's
but
awesome. That's awesome.
yeah.
I have not been that fortunate. I
Oh my
haven't been that
word, I know
fortunate.
that's the
No, I've
worst.
lost so much stuff over the years. I mean, I don't even want to think about how much I've lost. And I've switched over to Mac. I used to have PC, and I switched over to Mac some years ago now, but still, before that I was losing stuff. And I mean, even now, man, it's some stuff. I've lost so much stuff. But tonight we're talking about overcoming the. How did I overcome it? I mean, it was just charge it to the game. Just like the man, there's nothing I can do. Had to recreate. Just had to recreate it. Or just, I put it in my mind that it whatever I couldn't say it wasn't that important, or if it was really something I was supposed to remember, it'll come back to me. So, okay. And then some stuff I was able to recoup. I mean, because if I had like maybe sent it in a text or sent it to like via email, like certain files or things like that, and I could find it in another on a, or on another platform, I might have uploaded it or something. Like, so that's how I was able to overcome the obstacles. But and even now, I'm not even I'm not the best at, like, I wouldn't say I am a good record keeper. I am like really sentimental, and I am good at like keeping things. But at the same time, when it comes to technology, though, like, yeah, files and stuff, like I know I need to expand my Dropbox. I probably need to just go ahead and just, pay for like Dropbox instead of just trying to use a free service, or use Google
Or
Drive more.
iCloud.
Or iCloud, yeah, you know, it's I don't really, and even with my phone service, I have like an extra backup system that comes with my phone plan or something like that. And I mean, and that's where, you know, my assistant would come in and do all that stuff, because I'm just like, that's not what I want to do in my life. I know stuff needs to be backed up and it needs to be organized, but okay, that's not, I feel like that's, you know, a low value task for me. Like that doesn't create my bottom, it doesn't help my bottom line. I mean, it actually, being organized really does help you. It does help. Being really organized is very helpful in my life. However,
Yeah, it
getting
is.
organized is very difficult. So people who can organize are very valuable and enjoy doing it. People who know how to organize and are really good at doing it and enjoy doing it, there are some, they to
Yeah.
me are some of the most valuable people to have on your team, because that skill will, you know, it just will it be able to help you just get to the next level, because everything's gonna be in its place. And I am very like methodical in that way. Like I do like stuff to be in order, but if it's like all the task is always falling on me, I get overwhelmed, and it's a lot of work because I have so many different categories and different things that need to be organized in my both professional and personal life. And they kind of, and
Yeah.
both of those kind of spill onto the other, because I do work so much from home, and you know, and also you know, because I just work from home basically. And
Yeah.
yeah, so it makes it difficult for that. But I don't know, I mean, overcoming obstacles that could pretty much mean anything. We started off with technology. Other obstacles, I feel like, and you know, and we may touch on this a little bit later on, because this was something we discussed before that might be a bigger topic. But an obstacle that I feel like everybody that's entertainment in any capacity, and in life in general, has dealt with this is rejection. Like that's one of the obstacles that I feel we're up against a lot, because you know, there are a lot of people who are after the same things that we're after. If you're going up for an audition for a role, you know, there's thousands of other people that have applied and, you know, are wanting the same thing, and you know, and everybody is deserving in their own right to get their opportunity and to, you know, have their dream fulfilled and so forth. Of course, we want it for ourselves, but sometimes we get rejected. And I feel like, you know, for me over the years, it's just a part of the game. It's a part of the process, and I'm human, of course. Yeah, if I really wanted something, of course it's gonna be like, oh, you know, man, I wish I would have got that, but I didn't get it. You know, I wish they would have get, you know, or sometimes you don't even get a response. Sometimes you don't even get anything back. You don't even know what happened. Like, man, I applied for this, or oh, I went after that, or oh, you know, like, and I never heard anything back. And I just take it as, you know, I just keep plugging away. Is that's the best? I mean, I know so much cliche stuff like, oh, you know, it's just God's redirection. And it's that too. And I believe that. I feel like a closed door is, you know, if it's just not my door, and that's fine, because there's been so many doors that have opened for me, and so many doors that are opening and that will be open for me. And a lot of times I create my own doors. You know, I have the magic of creating my own opportunities. So that's one way I've gotten over obstacles. A lot of stuff I was frustrated with that I felt like, oh, I'm not getting this opportunity. So, you know, I'm going to create the opportunity because I feel like, you know, I deserve this. And somebody else may not see that in me, or may not want to give me that opportunity for whatever their personal reason is. And that's okay. And it's also okay for me to give myself permission and go out on my own and do that for me. Hence why I started my own company, you know, why I self-published my own books. And that was really the self-publishing, really was, I never applied to any publishing houses or anything. I just always wanted to self-publish. I never even thought to go to a traditional publisher in the beginning. And like now I'm kind of like, you know, maybe I should have went to a traditional publisher. That would have been smart. But after the fact, I mean, yeah, but I mean, the journey was like, oh yeah, I want to self-publish. I'm just going to self-publish because I didn't even want, I honest, it was, if I'm being really honest, it's because I didn't want to deal with the rejection. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to be rejected by, you know, publishing houses. I just want to make sure that I can get my idea out there. And the way that I can 100% make sure that my ideas are out there is by me doing it on my own. You know, the same with acting. You know, I decided to pivot, and you know, I haven't really went out for any auditions and stuff for some years because I decided to go back to school to work on, you know, learning about more behind the scenes, the production part of it. And you know, I'm a writer, so I'm like, I have so many ideas. I want to write and star in my own films, and that makes more sense to me than going after so many things that is very limited for Black women. And you know, there's, I'd rather be the creator than the person that is looking for a job, because then I can guarantee myself the job. That's how I've been overcoming obstacles. I mean, and even with music, I mean the same thing. Like, okay, well, I'll just produce my own album. Like, it's cool. It's okay. It's cool. Y'all don't have to. Nobody don't gotta do nothing for me. That's how I overcome obstacles. Do for self.
Yeah, and I you're so spot on with that per usual, because that is a big thing, like as far as coming o overcoming those obstacles by, not necessarily, especially when you're independent and being a woman, being a Black woman, like not necessarily letting the success of your career become dependent or reliable on other people. And don't get me wrong, like I think that in our journeys we do make great connections and we network with, ideal people. Still in the same breath, it's like how you said, sometimes you really have to create your own opportunities and do a lot of stuff for yourself, because not everybody's gonna see or understand the vision that you have for yourself and your craft and your product. And not because they don't want to, maybe, just communicating it isn't as efficient, or it's not coming across the best way, or maybe they're not in a position to really help you execute or see it through, or you know what I mean? Or maybe the right people to do it, you haven't got to that budget yet, or the people that are in your budget don't really match up to what you see for yourself. It's different type of things, because I can definitely say the same thing, like different scenarios where I felt like it was taking so long to publish music or put music out because I couldn't get my sound produced or engineered by the right person. It was like it was almost there, but it wasn't there. And the more I pushed for that sound, the more pushback I got. So it caused a delay, and I had to overcome that and figure out a way to either mix and master it myself, because I did go to school for it at one point in time, or be patient and, find the right person to pay to do it, or find the right person to work with to do it. And being able to kind of like pivot through those different scenarios and situations, it really takes a lot of will and wit, because you never know how things are going to come out. Because that's the difference between being independent and having a label behind you, because they have those logistics, pretty much mapped out already. So you just come in and you can be creative. But when you're independent, it's kind of, I hate to say it this way, but it's almost like trial and error. Even if you know exactly what to do, even if you have a blueprint for it or some type of roadmap that you're following, you still never know what the outcome is going to be until, you reach that end goal. So sometimes you do, maybe you do have to take on some extra skills, which we were talking about at one point in time before, like, a lot of people want you to already be packaged, and it's eliminating that middle person that's really supposed to help you develop as an artist. And you just got to be developed, and you have to overcome that obstacle, whether it's getting your pictures done, taking them yourself, getting your videos done, or getting your stand and camera set up and putting on the motion sensor, you know what I'm saying? So you can record the video yourself. But I would say that's another obstacle that I've definitely learned to overcome and deal with, just kind of being self-produced and self-published, like you said, creating those opportunities for myself. Because at this point in time, most of the pictures that I have out there, I've more than likely taken them myself with professional equipment. Videos that are out there, if I didn't shoot it myself, somebody shot it for me, and more than likely I edited the video. Or the same thing with the music. Like, I've been to different studios and recorded and worked with different producers and engineers, but for the most part, some of my best work has come out of my own studio. And I've been able to send that over to, one of the best engineers that I've worked with thus far. And that was a whole relationship that didn't even stem from me looking for an engineer. That stemmed from me, being an amazing songwriter. So it's so many different paths, that you may come across, just depending on how your journey goes. And those obstacles do come up, and you got to know again what works best for you. And I think that's something else we had talked about too on one of the episodes about which one was that? Just your branding, your style and image, and investing in yourself. Just you got to know what works best for you, because that's how you find the solutions, to these different scenarios that pop up. Because if realistically, you never know. And as we have said several times before, it's an unregulated industry, so you really have to be able to adapt, no matter what's thrown at you. And if I was to throw one more thing in there too about overcoming obstacles, like just being able to survive from a mental standpoint, emotional standpoint, when you're dealing with all this stuff. Because we were just having a conversation about that, because everybody goes through something. The situation is different. So even while you're dealing with, let's say, technology, or opportunities, or getting the final product, we all still have personal lives and things that we deal with mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you have to find ways to overcome those obstacles so they don't hinder you or distract you, or cause you to procrastinate in what you're doing. And if you guys missed it, go back and watch the one, or listen to the episode where we talked about, self-care, because that was one of the main reasons we brought up that topic, because it all goes hand in hand. Because if you're not taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, it makes it way more difficult to even conceptualize any type of solution for the obstacles you run into, So it's a lot. It's a lot.
And you touched on a lot, and I was thinking, had this thought.
You hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, because I had a technical difficulty over here. So I'm not even going to go into what happened, but okay. I was just thinking, like we all have our ups and downs, like you were saying. Everybody is going through something, whether it's in our career, in our personal lives, whatever. There's a lot of different things that could be pulling at us. And my question is like, are we creating obstacles? Because some things can be a perceived obstacle, or is it just like, it's just like, okay, it's a low time. Is that really an obstacle? Because we know that everybody's life has ups and downs. So it's like, just are if you're in a low time, is it really an obstacle, or are you just saying it, or are you just making it into an obstacle, or is it just like, a low time? Just I'm just
I
saying,
get
I
what
don't,
you're
you know what
saying.
I'm just, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
is it really an obstacle? Or I don't know. I don't We're up against so much, and I'm not trying to make things that we go through trivial, because it has a lot of weight on you. And I mean, I go through so much the time, but and I do look at it like it's obstacles. That's the first time I was like, you know, am I creating the obstacle just now?
I get what you're saying,
But I'm
yeah.
just like, I don't know. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, when I am in those times of obstacles or those kind of like lower vibrational times or whatever, like if I'm in those lower times, I feel like that's where my ideas are born, you know, or you have to just get really clever and figure out like, okay, how can I get something with, you know, make something out of nothing, so to speak, or use what I already have to get to where I want to go. And you can look at, you know, you might look at your bank account or your resources and say, oh, I don't, you know, like look how, you know, look where that's at. Like, how am I going to get from this point to that point? I just feel like, you know, maintaining that positive energy, maintaining knowing that like you've gone through everything else up until that point, that helps me get through obstacles. Because I look back and I can talk about so many things that I've come through, and you know, there was always a solution. That doesn't always mean that it was comfortable. It doesn't always mean that, you know, I like the solution or the outcome of it, but I did get through it. So just, you know, I guess just kind of becoming more okay with that and expecting there to be some roadblocks up ahead on occasion and doing my best to prepare for those things and not being frustrated. That's staying calm has really helped me overcome obstacles. And the older I get, like I'm trying to work on staying calm in high pressure situations. Not that I was like losing my cool all the time before, but just like reminding myself, like, okay, stay calm because, you know, you're gonna work through this regardless. No matter what I'm feeling, I still have to work through it. So being calm and working through it is gonna make it an easier, smooth, transition to what the answer is versus, you know, being frazzled all the time, like just recentering myself. I really think that is very helpful. Getting back to the center, getting back to, you know, the core of who I am, and knowing that I'm gonna be okay.
And you know what? I think the question that you asked, I think you just provided the answer all in the same breath, because you're right. Like, you know, we all, as they say, the ebb and flow of life, we have our ups and our downs. And you know, everybody's situation is different. Everybody's affected differently by things. And what you said that was key is, you know, really understanding what type of emotional or mental state you're in and how it's affecting you and what you do about it. And that's really the gist of overcoming that obstacle. Like you said, you know, you found a way, or you found yourself just being calm more so in situations that, you know, maybe other people would might freak out about, might lose their composure. But that's you overcoming the obstacle of not letting those type of situations affect or change your demeanor. And I think that's what it really comes down to, not necessarily like, you know, those the mental anguish or emotional weights being the obstacle, but just knowing how to maneuver through life while dealing with it and not letting it affect your productivity or your workflow or your execution. Because I can say that's something I'm still learning myself, like, you know, because I will say, like, I am learning to be calm. You know, not saying that I don't know how, but I just mean in a sense of like, not feeling as anxious to do and execute on my goals when I do feel the pressure, or when I do feel, the mental or emotional weight, that comes with it, because it would make me, or will make me, say, oh, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta make sure this is done. And I would find myself doing that and, still not necessarily either getting the results that I want, or, missing an opportunity or a route that could be a little bit better. Well, not, I wouldn't say missing it, but like having to alter, whatever my plan was, whatever the case may be. And just by taking a breath and not letting it, I guess you could say, make me feel that anxiety or that anxiousness, that's an obstacle that I've learned to overcome. 'Cause even with, like, connecting with people and networking with people, having that feeling as well, like, oh my gosh, if this person I just met last week, if I don't stay in communication, or if I don't have something to work with them on, or whatever the case may be, much time is going to go by, and then I'm going to lose the connection, or nothing's going to come from it, or they're going to forget about me, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, no, I don't have to feel like that. I don't have to have those thoughts, because if I made a great enough impression for me to even have that connection, slow and steady wins the race. It's just about, maintaining the rapport. And that's another obstacle I had to teach myself to overcome, for the sake of, time, and not wanting to, like you said, feel like you're missing out on an opportunity, and, still creating your own opportunity. So, I mean, it's so many different facets, man, that go into it, because yeah, these things pop up, and like you said, they're different for everybody. It's a different case, just depending on who you are and what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with, what you're trying to do. But, being an independent artist, being a Black woman, these are things we do come across. 'Cause again, like we've mentioned before, it is still a male-dominated industry. And on top of that, I feel like an obstacle that's kind of present with all of us, depending on where you are in your journey, we still have to embrace the whole persona of being soft and gentle, and letting our femininity lead the way. But at the same time, it's like we still have to have this directness and this sternness and this, I guess you could say, this business savvy personality or persona that the males do have, just to be able to, I don't want to say compete, but just to be able to, I don't want to keep saying maneuver, but yeah, just to maneuver through the industry too,
Yeah.
without losing that essence, because it's not like we're trying to be like the men. That's not, or at least that ain't what I'm trying to be like. I everybody to each his own, not judging. I'm not trying to be like a man in any case, in any shape whatsoever. And I'm, I love being a woman and having that softness and that femininity. But at the same time, it's like you still have to overcome the obstacle of not letting that overshadow, your intellect, your business savvy, and being taken seriously, and not necessarily being categorized as just, the female or the woman, and all these stereotypes that come with it, as far as like our emotions and, what we have to deal with, and what we know or what we don't know, if we have kids, if we don't have kids, if, we have a per se a man that's handling the business, or talks on our, or speaks on our behalf. Like, it's so many things that come into that. 'Cause I've noticed, as again, like as an obstacle, even though it's not something that we want to necessarily highlight, because we always want to be positive, but just for the sake of transparency, men will be quicker to do business with men on a serious tip, in my experience, than they will with women, because, of how we're viewed. And not only that, in a lot of cases, it's a 50-50 chance that the reason that the man is doing business with you is because you're a good-looking woman, not necessarily because of the business side. But I'm not going to go too far into that. I'm going to leave that right there.
I
You see what I'm
yeah
saying?
and I can say that it has been quite a few situations like that, and throughout my career. And yeah, I'll leave it at that too. Like, I agree with that 100%. It's like, okay, are we doing business? Are you trying to be my man? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. It's just super weird. Like, you came in that like we were going to collaborate and do X, Y, and Z, and now you're acting like, I don't know, you're mansplaining things, you're acting like you're acting like you're with me and I'm with you and I'm not, other people are around and you're trying to make it seem like we're a thing and we're not, like I just met you and somehow like it's weird. But yeah, that those things can happen, and you have to, and that's an obstacle that we can talk about. That is an obstacle, as and it pertains to being a Black female independent artist. That's one of the obstacles is, having those, not being taken seriously as women, because men see us as, a desirable object. So, they may look more at us like, oh, a romantic opportunity than a business opportunity. And sometimes that can be used to your advantage. And then other times it's really a disadvantage because they don't want to do anything with you for real. It was just a ploy for them to get with you, on a personal level, not professionally. And with how I overcome those obstacles is I don't do business with them or any relationship with them either. Like, if I've expressed that I'm not interested in you and you want to continue on that road, you're going to continue on that road by yourself because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to be professional and I'm here to do, my job. And I expect the same of you. And I'm going to give you that same amount of respect. That's what I do. That's what I expect. I feel like, it's just, keep kind of just talking in circles. But yeah, it's just that's
I
a diff
get
that's
you.
still a difficult topic for real for me, because that's been a source of frustration for so long, and that's another reason why I work by myself a lot. I tend to work by myself, and I tend to connect more so with women, like, because when in many cases, when there's men involved, even if they're not like, and I don't want to say this because I've worked with some really great men that have given me great opportunities, and we're A1, and we're not trying to do anything else other than business, and didn't do anything else other than business with me, and everything worked out fine and great. But I would
Yep,
say like
same.
50%, I would say like 50% of the time, like 50%.
Yeah,
It
it really
was,
is,
professional,
yep.
and then like 50% was not professional, okay? And like the 50% that was professional, awesome. But that other 50%, and I feel like, it wouldn't be a topic if it's like, do men feel that way? Like 50% of the time in business, you can't do business because somebody wants, like you, somebody is trying to be with you and not really do business. And like I said, it's okay. Like, of course, I'm attractive. Like, it's okay for you to like me. That's fine. But don't let that overshadow you doing business with me. Or don't like, oh, I'm not gonna do business with you. And that happens a lot. Oh, I won't do business with you if you ain't gonna be with me. Like, okay, well then that puts people in messed up situations, and you hear all about that. You've heard the cases and stuff that's on television. We're not gonna get into that. But people are going through those type of things right now, and they're coming out and speaking like, oh, I had to do this, or they put me in this awkward situation, and because they were in a position of power. So that is a big, big obstacle that women in the workforce, period, are still trying to overcome. But that also brings me into the pay gap, like, of women. I feel like, even when we are given those opportunities, a lot of times we're paid less. You've seen the situation, for example, I'm just going to bring up Monique, for example, only because she has a special on Netflix right now, the same company that I believe she sued and won. And now she on there, so it's like she proved her point. Like, yeah, y'all were underpaying me, and now I'm on here again. So, and you're paying, and they must be paying her the correct amount that she feel that she deserved and they agree upon. But it's like we're always fighting for that as women to be seen, you know, to for our work to be equally valued. And I know, like, you know, I'll just leave it at that. We're always working. We're always, you know, fighting to be seen and valued, especially as Black women. It's all these discussions on a lot of different topics, and I don't know why Black women, we always seem to be, oh, we're the bottom, we're at the bottom of these you know, I guess just these, like, all these, we're just always, you know, we're always the ones that are the least thought about and
And
respected.
then we'll start winning, and then it's just like, no, they winning too much. Like,
Yeah,
what is this?
exactly.
But you're
Or,
right,
you
though.
know,
That is an obstacle.
that's a big obstacle. I mean, you know, just us being Black, our Black skin, and that's difficult as well, because a lot of times I feel like, you know, I have to, okay, for example, like, anytime you have to put like Black this or the Black people do, you know, anytime you have to put Black in front of it or in the title, it's telling you
I
that like
know.
there was, we had to create something for us, because the alternative was not for us. Like, there was, we were not, we had to create this because there was, because otherwise there was an obstacle in getting into other spaces or something else that was made to exclude us. So that's already an obstacle that we face every single day to be seen and to be heard as Black people in general. And then as women, you know, we across the board, women are have always been, not have always been, and but in recent times we've, you know, we've been looked more down upon than our counterparts. Males are more revered for whatever reason, because, you know, they're running things most of the time. And that's the obstacle in itself. And, you know, it's like we're working kind of with two negative things. And it's not negative being Black or being female. And I don't want that to be, you know, the what people are taking away from this. But it's like that what society wants us to perceive as being negative. And you feel that. And I don't know, I honestly, I don't know how to overcome that obstacle, ignore it. Like, what do you do? Because I'm still, that's an obstacle that I can't change. You know, well, small increments can, we can make changes, but you know, being Black and being a woman, that's a constant for me.
That's, I mean, and that's a whole another topic we're not gonna get into, because you know, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, it is like that, because one point that you made, like, first off, you know, just being paid our worth in a lot of different opportunities, because you know, I feel like us as women, especially Black women, like, for the most part, from my experience and what I've seen and what I've encountered in my life, most of us have a very humble spirit, especially if we're in this industry. And not because, you know, we are bowing down to other people, it's not like that, but we're grateful and appreciative of the opportunities that we get and the levels up that we get as well. So with that, you know, we're realistic about our capabilities, our skill sets. So if it's something that we come across, it's just like, okay, this allows me to get in my foot in the door and I get to network with people, you know, we're humble enough to take that. And in the same breath, if we know that we've done A, B, C, and D, you know, we know how to price our worth accordingly or our services accordingly. But with that, like you said, you run into situations where sometimes that's not really honored, because I mean, I could speak on a situation where For those that don't know, I'm a very multi-talented person, and one of the things that I've really dove into and I've really gotten some momentum with is acting, more specifically voice acting, but definitely on set as well. That coincides with my music. And I remember one of the gigs that I did, it was one of my amateur acting, gigs, but at the same time, I found out later that, well, one, I think I was the only female on the cast, so that was number one, which wasn't a bad thing, but also come to find out, like, I believe I was the only one that didn't get paid. And that really bothered me because I'm just like, okay, if I knew that this was going to be a paid gig, like, I definitely would have inquired about that, even if it was at a beginner's rate. But just the fact that that wasn't even brought up to me, and the find out that other people were getting paid, all the other males, I'm just like, wow, that was really unsettling. But again, that's an obstacle that we have to deal with, and that's why sometimes they say, well, not even sometimes, but that's why they say, like, having management in place or having these certain people, in place, because you have to have that person to speak on your behalf and negotiate these kind of things. But even still, just to piggyback on that, just the simple fact of being a female and dealing with those type of scenarios and situations. When we run into, what can I call it? Like, it was something specific that you said. In regards to just, being viewed the right way when it comes to business, because, like you said, sometimes we may not be taken seriously, in our endeavors because we're women. And I feel like sometimes, people can have the best intentions for us and may want to work with us, but because we're women, sometimes in the back of their mind, it just still seems like, oh, they're just a girl with an idea. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said earlier, like, you can't make other people necessarily see your vision, and that is an obstacle. So you really do have to find the best way to communicate whatever it is you're trying to do in the most efficient way of possible, in the most efficient way possible, in the most comprehensive way. And sometimes it does kind of suck that the obstacle that you're overcoming is really getting a man in place just to do that for you. I'm not saying that's, the end all be
Oh
all,
my
but you know what I
God,
mean?
that's
Like, like,
that's the crazy part.
I know.
That
Like,
is
that's
the, right. That's the
it's like I
crazy
have to have a
part.
male
Like,
representative in order to be able to maneuver in the way that I need to maneuver. It's
right,
crazy.
just to be
Like
taken
you have to have a male
seriously.
co-signer for other men to take you seriously. And
Right.
that's ridiculous. That's crazy. But things are changing. Things are changing. And that is why I'm creating the things that I'm creating, because there needs to be, more opportunities for people like me, people who look like, women like me, women who look like me. And for places for us to feel heard and to be valued. And it's like it's so interesting because I feel like art in general is one of those things that everybody benefits from, but a lot of people don't want to pay for. And a lot of people, artists can be it's very valuable. Like people at the top of their game and in any type of performance art or visual art are highly paid individuals. But when you're, and I mean, and when you're working your way up, I feel like it's just like, people don't really value. And I mean, even at the top sometimes, like we can go back to the example of Monique. I mean, she was at the top. She was an Oscar, or is an Oscar winner, and was still not being valued. So, it's like it's interesting because it's at every level, especially for Black women. And I just wonder, like, what makes somebody feel like, okay,
And I understand, like I've done work for no pay and things like that to in the beginning. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because there a lot of industries, people, let's say intern, so to speak. So I'm like, okay, you can view it as like, oh, I intern because I had less experience, or I wanted to just get this experience, so I was okay with doing this for less money or not any money at all. Or until I got to a certain level. But I'm at a point where it's like, it doesn't make sense for me to do something that I'm not really getting compensated for. If it's not for directly, it has to be something, because I mean, I volunteer my time for causes and things like that. Like, that's cool. I can do that. It just, but when it's my work, my actual work that I do, I have to be compensated. Like, this is my work. I've been doing this for a really long time, whether you realize it or not. And the thing is, I mean, how dare you say, oh, it's because, you might say it's because of you, oh, people who like people, you don't have a lot of followers, or it's because of whatever, but it's like, but you still want me to fill this space. So you do see a value in me. You just don't want to pay me what my value is. Because otherwise you wouldn't want me doing it, right? Like that's the thing.
And
Like I
man.
wouldn't be here. So to say that I don't have a value, or you can't pay, or whatever it is, like, no, you just don't want to, or I mean, that's weird to me. And I get it. It's a lot of people. If you people, and I, people are being independent. You're going to come across other people that's independent and don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of funding, lack of funding. And we can all go back and contribute that back to being blah, 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 blah. Right? But, and it's harder. It is harder for us. The system is set up harder for us to achieve our aims and goals. However, there's just a level of, I feel like even when there still should be a level of integrity with certain things, even if there is limited money or no funds, it's still something to say about the way you've been treated. Because I've done stuff for free for people in different productions and stuff, and it's like I didn't even get my footage, or I didn't even get, so it's like I could at least, that was what I was doing it for. It was more like we're bartering. So I did something for you and you never paid me in kind. So that's what I'm saying. It's also not just, it's not always about the money. It is also about integrity. And, you don't even value me enough to keep your word and giving me the product that you said that you were going to produce off of, my talent that I use to help you bring your vision to life. And that's why I'm at the point where you gotta pay me. Like, and if not, it's no skin off my back. If I say no, I wasn't getting paid anyway. So it wasn't about to do anything for me.
That
I'm
part,
good. I'm
that's
gonna be good either way. If there's no money involved, I'm gonna be good either way. Because I wasn't getting
And you
paid.
know what? I'm so glad you said that too, because that's another obstacle that I think is key to point out that we have to overcome. Like, when you know your value, you know your worth, and you know how to use your voice about what you want, what you don't want, what you will tolerate, what you won't tolerate. Sometimes that's an obstacle because people will try to use that as ammo to label you to be a certain way just because you're a woman. And I want to say it was Nicki Minaj that might have said it, if I'm not, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was along the lines of, like, if I do certain things, or if a man does certain things in the industry, oh, he's a boss, he's this and that. But if I do or say certain things, I'm a bitch. You get what I mean? Like, and that's an obstacle that we
Yeah,
always
that.
have to, you know what I'm saying? That's an obstacle we always have to fight through or fight to get past just by being that professional woman and being in our power and walking in our power and really understanding who we are and not letting anybody diminish that or take away from our skill set, from from our experience, from our you know what I'm saying, overall essence that we bring to whatever project we're a part of. So I mean, man, it's and you know, just to clarify, guys, this is not to be negative. This is not like a male versus female type of thing. Nothing like that. This is really just highlighting what we as Black women that are independent artists, the obstacles that we personally have to deal with and how we overcome them. Because in that same breath, what I would say is that, you know, it kind of goes back to the saying of like, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I feel like as long as you're saying it in a way that still gets the point across, even if somebody doesn't like it, you know, nobody can say that, you know, you didn't know how to be professional. Nobody can say that, oh, you didn't know how to speak eloquently, or you didn't know how to, you know, communicate what you were expecting or what your concerns were. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it comes down to as well. 'Cause on the other end, you know, even if you do feel a way about certain things, if you are in a professional setting or networking with people and you know, you're getting your point across, but it's just kind of like, you know, you motherfuckers don't want to pay me shit. I'm trying to get on singing mode. You might not be
God.
they might not like that too much, even though the point is still the same. You know what I mean? So I think that's the obstacle that we still have to find our way through. Because I will say from personal experience, like, you know, I may feel like that on the inside, you know, in some situations, like I may really feel like that, but I have to articulate it in a way that's, you know, that can be, it
But
can be well received, even if they don't like what I have to say, you know. And that
right.
goes back to like, I know if you've seen like the different posts that people share, like, you know, how do you say fuck you bitch in a professional manner? Or how do you say like, I just motherfucker said, you know, like per my last email, you know, you got to take on that type of
Yeah.
vernacular or demeanor. But yeah. But that's what it comes down to. But yeah, that would be my final thought on the whole topic. Just like, you know, we do have like a lot of different obstacles that we have to get past and overcome. But again, it just comes back to knowing who you are, knowing what works for you, knowing how to adapt, and, you know, putting yourself in the best mental and emotional state to where you can communicate effectively, you know, communicate effectively, you know, stay productive. And stick to who you are, your core being, because that's always going to guide you through no matter what life throws, and you'll find a solution that continues to help you progress with your artistry.
I think you summed it up pretty well.
Yay.
Don't have anything else to say because we're out of time.
Yeah,
So we
yeah.
can
So
pick this
on that
topic back
note,
up. I
guys.
actually had a whole bunch more to say, but I'm going to end it. I'm going to end what I'm
Okay.
here.
We might have to do a part two or like a live Q&A about this stuff. We should do a live
Yeah, that,
Q&A. We
yeah,
should do
live
that.
Q&A. We should do that.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys, this is Industry Podcast. Make sure you guys follow us everywhere. The link is also connected to this topic as well. So that's Industry ND. ISTRY, Instagram, Facebook. Check the link tree for the previous episodes. And of course, you know, I'm here, the lovely, your girl, your highness, Tiara Monique. I'm Googleable, TIARRA Monique. Follow me everywhere. And of course, I'm with my wonderful, beautiful, most lovely co-host here.
Thank you. Yes, it's me, Ashar Damore. And as you know, you can follow me at Ashar Unlimited on Instagram and Ashar Damore on Facebook. And that is all for tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, guys, peace out.